Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the weekend in the first Aliyah of Parsha Tetzaveh. We have 14 psukim in this Aliyah. We hear about the mitzvah to use very pure olive oil on a daily basis for the menorah. And then the Torah turns to the Bigdei Kehuna, the special clothing that the Kohanim must wear when they do the Avodah in the Mishkan. First, we begin hearing about the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore. And in this Aliyah specifically, we hear about his ephod, his apron, and the special gems that were placed on the shoulder straps of that ephod. Now, in last week's Parsha, we heard about the kelim that were to be used in the Mishkan, the Aron, the Menorah, etc. And we heard about the construction of the Mishkan itself, the boards, the coverings, things like that. In our Parsha, we hear about the people working in that Mishkan, the Kohanim and their special clothing. However, right in between these two topics, in between the construction of the Mishkan and the consecration of the Kohanim, we hear two psukim that are seemingly out of place, right in the beginning of our Parsha, right between the Mishkan and the Kohanim. Moshe is told to make sure that the purest olive oil is going to be used in the menorah, and the menorah must be lit in the Mishkan. Why would the Torah interrupt the flow from the Mishkan to the Kohanim with this seemingly out of context command to get oil and light the menorah? This question is asked by Rav Avishai David Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Torah Shraga in Yerushalayim. He asks this in his Sefer on the Chumash called Shai Le'avi in the first volume, beginning on page 367. And he offers the following beautiful explanation that he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Nissen Alpert, who died in 1986, a major Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who also died in 1986. Says Rabbi David in the name of Rav Nissen Alpert. The Midrash says in a few places that the building of the Mishkan is a parallel to the creation of the world. The creation of the world is comprised of heavenly, spiritual components like angels, for example, and earthly ingredients like water, earth, etc. And the same is true with the Mishkan. Parshat Truma describes the body of the Mishkan, the physical aspects of the Mishkan, the wood and the skins and the gold and silver, etc. And Parshat Tetzaveh, our Parsha, describes the Kohanim and the Bigdei Kehuna, the clothing of the Kohanim. They describe not the physical, but the intangible. So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pecher Amud Bet tells us that the Bigdei Kehuna are meant to atone for certain midos that impact our neshama. For example, the Gemara says that the mitznefet, the hat of the Kohen, atones and corrects for haughtiness. And the tzitz, the forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol, atones for chutzpah, etc., etc. So the Bigdei Kehuna correct the neshama. Again, paralleling the creation of the universe, we have Parshat Truma, where we hear about the physical aspects of the Mishkan, and we have Parshat Tetzaveh, where we hear about the spiritual, tangible aspects. And what connects these two worlds, these two aspects? Humans. In the world, it is the humans, it is we who are the connecting pieces. We are the ones in this world who take the physical and elevate it to the spiritual. We are the ones who take the spiritual and bring it to this world. We do that in the world, and we do that in the Mishkan as well. It's the humans, the Kohanim, who take the physical Mishkan and raise it to the heavens. Through their avodah, through their tefillah, the Mishkan comes alive. They bring the korbanos, they burn the ktores, they wear the begadim, and they improve themselves and inspire tshuva in others. It is the human with the human's neshama that links the physical and the spiritual. And with that in mind, take a look in Mishlei Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam, the neshama of a human is a ner, is a flame, is a candle. And that's why people light candles at the graveside and during Shiva, etc. The flame is representative of us. We, the links between physical and spiritual, between the heavens and the earth. That's what fire represents. Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam, the link, the bridge between the physical and the spiritual. So that is why our parsha has two psukim that bridge the physical and the spiritual. What's the bridge? The beginning of our parsha. Get olive oil, light the menorah every morning, and remember your role. You don't just build a mishkan and expect Hashem's Shekhinah to dwell there, but you also don't bring korbanos and do the avoda outside of the mishkan. You need both. You need the mishkan and the humans. It is you, the humans, you kohanim, that will do both. Light the menorah and get to work. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.